studio. What could possibly go wrong? Join me for the first Sunday morning of the new year, tomorrow from 9 on Radio 3 and BBC Sounds.
Well, this first Saturday evening of the new year features an operatic treat from last summer's Aix-en-Provence Festival. It's Wagner's Tristan and Isolde, with Stuart Skelton and Nina Stemmer singing the title roles. Sir Simon Rattle conducts, and you can hear that at 6 o'clock this evening. Before that, at 5, My Problem with Shostakovich. Mahan Esfahani tries to learn to love his music with the help of the conductor, Kirill Karabits, and that's in an hour from now. This is BBC Radio 3. It's just after 4 o'clock now. Time for Music Planet with Lopa Kotari.
Well, Happy New Year, everyone, and welcome to the first Music Planet of 2022. And what better way to kick off the new year than with music from some of the bands that could be gracing our stages this year, all of whom showcased their grooves at WOMEX 2021. Starting with the explosive trio from Colombia, La Perla.
La trajo la perla pa' ponerte a gozar. Sube y baja, muévete como un animal. Porque estamos aquí pa' gozar. Porque estamos aquí pa' sudar. Porque estamos aquí pa' bailar, pa' curar, pa' sanar, pa' la pena salivía.
Hay que llevar pronto el agua ya de llegar. Reca la montaña que ya podrá respirar. Paren la bulla, que es lo que suena. Aquí no hay incendio, hay tremenda verbena. Paren la bulla, que es lo que suena. Aquí no hay incendio, hay tremenda verbena. Si se quema el monte, déjalo quemar. Que la misma cepa vuelve a retoñar. Si se quema el monte, déjalo quemar. Que la misma cepa vuelve a retoñar. Si se quema el monte, déjalo quemar. Que la misma cepa vuelve a retoñar. Se quema el monte, déjalo quemar. Que la misma cepa vuelve a retoñar.
Se quema el monte, pum, pum, se quema el monte. Se quema el monte, pum, pum, se quema el monte, monte. Se quema el monte, pum, pum, se quema el monte. Pum, se quema el monte, pum, pum, se quema el monte. Pum, se quema el monte, pum, pum, se quema el monte.
Se quema el monte, se quemó.
Se quema el monte,
se quemó.
The ladies from Bogota, La Perla, they got together in 2014, won first prize at the National Bagpipes Festival in Ovejo, Spain, and decided that they were on to a winner. Well, since then, they've travelled all over Colombia, gathering songs, rhythms and stories and making them their own. I'm Lopa Kotari and this is Music Planet. Today is all about looking ahead. Who's rattling the concert cage and who's about to step into the spotlight? And for this, we've picked some of the stars from WOMEX 2021, the annual convention for the music industry, where artists, promoters, labels, cultural organisations, journos, you name it, gather to take the pulse of the music scene. WOMEX took place in October in Porto, Portugal. The weather was a total washout by all accounts, but the music was exceptional. And this afternoon, I've got music for you from Palestine, France, Ukraine, Portugal, of course, Guadeloupe, Spain, Sweden, the US, Uganda, and from Italy, the home of this next group, Antonio Castrignano and Taranta Sounds. Castrignano, a singer, percussionist and composer, has worked with the likes of the Chieftains, Goran Bregovic, Trilok Kurtu, Ludovico Einaudi, and now with his own group, he's delved ever deeper into his Puglia roots. Here are a couple of songs from their WOMEX showcase.
Questo è lo ballo della prima amore. Na na na, bella l'amore. Na na na, bella l'amore. Ci lo sape. Epa, show. Bella.
cadendo la spirale. Mannaggia la marea del mare, con un decini cini sempre arredo la via.
Fabulous was that. Antonio Castagnano and Taranta Sounds, and part of the energetic performance they gave on the Coliseo stage at Womex. I can just picture the frenzied dancing and twirling that must have been going on. I love Antonio's motto. He says, whoever dances the pizzica will never die. Not a factual truth, but we all know how dancing can improve one's health and well-being. So let's take the pace down a bit now with this next group. The members of Atin come from Iran, Palestine and France. And their music, well, have a listen to this. It's got Arabic, flamenco, jazz, even Baroque influences. All are used to bring the style and spirit of 19th century Persian poetry to life. And thank you, the beautiful voice of Aida Nosrat had a song there called Aitir from her group Atin, who released their debut album on the Accord Croisé label just over a year ago. That was part of a recording from Wemex 2021 that took place in the beautiful but stormy coastal city of Porto back in October. We're looking ahead to the bands and artists that might appear on the 2022 Music Horizon on Music Planet today. Here's one I think would be welcome at any knees up or barn dance. They're from Ukraine, the country that gave us the extraordinary Daka Braka. They're called Hudaki Village Band. Their costumes are pretty funky, and their music? Well, it's from the southwestern region of Zakarpattia, influenced by just about the whole of Eastern Europe. Here they are, with Like to Others, So to Us. If you feel like getting up and dancing, please be my guest. Ukraine's Hudaki Village Band, the intergenerational group keeping the music and soul of their community very much alive and kicking. Our next music offering is from newcomers Bab Le Blues, the latest signing of Real World Records. They're a Moroccan-French group exploring a world of music from Gnawan rhythms to funk, Berber blues to psychedelic rock. Neither is the name of their debut album, meaning both Rise Up and Party, and it clinched them the Songlines Fusion Award 2021. Here's part of their set from Womex last year that seems to straddle both the ancient and modern worlds. Music to rise up and party.
Thank you.
Bubbler Blues, fronted by singer Yusra Mansour, a group putting a whole new twist on the ancient desert blues and Ganawan beats. The instruments may well be traditional, but what they're plugged into and how they're played are definitely not. So, from Morocco meets France, our next stop is Sweden and the soulful Northern Resonance. Their name says it all. This is music from Northern Europe that emanates from combining the voices of the viola d'amour, the 18th century Baroque viola, the hardanger and octave fiddles, and the nickel harpa. Many strings on stage in beautiful harmony. Northern Resonance from Sweden. They've not been together long, but their debut album that came out in 2020 was nominated for a Swedish Grammy. Not bad, huh? This is Music Planet on New Year's Day with me, Lapa Katari. If you've just tuned in, today we are enjoying music that was recorded live at WOMEX 2021, the World Music Expo that showcases some of the most exciting bands and artists on the scene at the moment. You can catch up on the music you've missed on BBC Sounds, but right now we're off to Guadeloupe and a hefty eight-piece band called Boccante. I say Guadeloupe, but the band members are actually from four continents. It's just that it's led by the singer Malika Tirolien, who is from that beautiful island. The ensemble was put together by Snarky Puppy's Michael League, and like so many artists today, their love of this multicultural world shines through in their music.
Yeah.
Boccante, a global group with a global message. Boccante means exchange, and their message is, let's move forward, let's work together, let's celebrate what we have and are, let's not stand still. So, WOMEX 2021 took place in Porto along Portugal's Atlantic coastline in the north of the country. And that weekend, at the end of October, the singer Lina, who has become known for her inspired yet unconventional approach to Portugal's Fado classics, was one of the Portuguese artists who took to the stage to represent her country. For her last album, she joined forces with the innovative producer and electronic wizard Raul Refri from Spain, as she wanted to put a new spin on the songs of the great fadista Amália Rodrigues. Having heard Refri's work, she figured he was the man for the job. So for their self-titled debut album that came out on Glitterbeat Records in 2020, it was out with the old and in with the new, without losing any of the gut-wrenching soul of Fado.
Quem dorme à noite comigo, quem dorme à noite comigo, é meu segredo, é meu segredo. Gustava.
Medo, Fear, a fado made famous by Amalia Rodrigues, reimagined by the winning collaboration of Lina and Raul Refri, playing live at Womex 2021. I can't wait to hear what this duo come up with next. Well, our trip to Porto and Womex 2021 is just about over. A big thank you to the EBU, the European Broadcasting Union, for those recordings. Next week, Catherine's going to be here. I'll be back with you in a fortnight with loads more new releases and an exclusive for you, a sneak preview of the next album from Sohini Alam's Kyo. But I leave you as I began, with a big band with a great sound, Uganda's Nakibembe Xylophone Troupe, one of the few groups still playing the Mbaire, a large, and I mean large, wooden xylophone that needs eight people to play it to bring out its real spirit. That's all for Music Planet from me, Lapa Katari. Let's hope that 2022 brings us some fabulous musical memories. Till next time, goodbye.
sound of the Ugandan Mbaire, recorded at Womex 2021, ending this week's Music Planet, which was presented by Lopa Kotari. This is BBC Radio 3, and in an hour, Opera on 3 is a recording from last summer's Aix-en-Provence Festival, Wagner's Tristan and Isolde, with Stuart Skelton and Nina Stemmer singing the title roles. Sir Simon Rattle conducts the London Symphony Orchestra, and we join Martin Handley for that at 6 o'clock this evening. First, Mahan Esfahani has something that he needs to work through with us. This is My Problem with Shostakovich.
This is the music of Dmitri Shostakovich. The Russian composer who lived and worked all of his life in the Soviet Union. One of the major composers of the 20th century, Shostakovich bridged the gap between late Romanticism and post-tonality. Why does this music grab some people to the point of ecstasy and even obsession? But for me, I have to admit, he represents a total blank. I'm Mahan Esfahani, and many of you know me for playing the harpsichord, and the rest of you know me for saying things on the radio that make you turn the dial. But don't turn it yet, because like you, I'm just a music lover with broad tastes, and I feel strongly that there's always room for new opinions on music we value, and also on music maybe we don't like so much. My problem with Shostakovich isn't that I'm not interested, it's that I frankly don't really know where to start. And so on this show, I'll try to overcome my listening prejudices to see if I'm missing out on anything through a conversation with someone who really does love and admire their music. I'll introduce my guest shortly, but now it's time to bring the defendant to the docket. Today, it's quite a formidable character, Dmitri Dmitrievich Shostakovich.